Is that really par for the course when you're coming up with something this big and this sweeping, that there are going to be speed bumps along the way?
Speed bumps is an understatement, but I think you put it in the right context. These were massive transformations, and the federal government undertook them literally in the middle of three wars, three related wars, but nevertheless, the whole country was in a heightened sense of urgency and emergency, and to take on something this massive under ordinary circumstances would have been a challenge. Under those circumstances, monumental. That said, there are still some lessons to be learned in something that large and that ambitious, and that's what we tried to underscore in the report.
So what do you think that DHS and the people involved could have done differently at that point to make it go smoother?
Well, again, hindsight is 20/20, so I don't want to engage in a lot of second guessing. Look at the four lessons that we identified. I think my bias is that perhaps the most important two involve making sure that your career leadership is on board, making sure that the right leaders are in place to sustain the organization after the first or second wave of political leaders move on. And there are a number of ways to do that we can talk about. The second most important, it's actually lesson number three, is that management in many respects is as important as mission. It is very easy, especially in these two organizations, to have been focused exclusively on operations, on the mission. And clearly that's appropriate. That's why those two organizations were created. But at the same time, having individuals dedicated to the integration, the implementation, transformation of management systems that will create the connective tissue that will ultimately make those two organizations work better, that's something that leaders have to be able to focus on as well. No easy thing, but again, that's one of the reasons for the report, to serve as a reminder that even while leaders focus on mission, management stuff is important.
So what would DHS have done differently then, considering the circumstances?
Well, I think you can see in the report, the legislation gave the Department of Homeland Security virtually no run-up time. 60 days from passage, they had to be up and operating. And that meant they had to cobble together a leadership cadre from individuals, many of whom had already been confirmed in other positions elsewhere in the executive branch. And while every one of those came to DHS dedicated to the mission, think about the football season that's about to begin. If you had to cobble together a team, a couple of weeks before the season and hope that it was going to win the championship, you'd have unrealistic expectations. Had there been more time, in this case, there perhaps wasn't, the ability for the top leadership in DHS to take the time to pick the right team, and then with the right team in place to ensure that the career leadership core was right, both mindsets and skill sets. Nothing could have been done about the 60-day fuse that Congress lit when they created the department, but in that medium term, taking the time to make sure the leadership cadre was right, that would have helped. But again, 2020 hindsight, the mission prevailed, and the department made it through. And the good news is, it was and is populated with people who were very dedicated to that mission, and they were working 24/7, 365 to see it accomplished. So I don't want anything I say to be taken as to suggest that that wasn't the case.
Ron Sanders is senior executive advisor at Booz Allen Hamilton and former CHCO, chief human capital officer at the ODNI. And so let's take a look at what comes next now that these agencies and bureaucracies really are well established. What should they do in the next 10 years to make sure that they really fulfill the dream that they were set forth when they were founded?
Well, I'm not sure we can declare victory just yet. They're, half a dozen years old or so. They weren't created immediately after 9/11. There were a couple of years a delay before the reorganizations took place, DHS first and then ODNI. So I would say that they're in their adolescence, and we know how troubling adolescence can be. To me, it's even more important during this these middle years to focus on the management systems and the leadership cadre, to focus on the soft stuff. There might not have been time in these two organizations to do that early on. Again, mission always trumps management. But now that the mission part of these organizations has been in place and is reasonably well performing, to focus on the management systems and on the leadership cadre to make sure that the leadership legacy that the political appointees leave in place when they move on, to make sure that that those folks are right and embrace it, I think that's critical now in these teen years.
I want to just get back to that sense of urgency that you were talking about during the run-up, the 60 days, which is no time to get anything done of this magnitude, not nearly enough. Was that, in your estimation, an artificial sense of urgency, or would you not even put yourself in that place to decide? Because really, nobody really knew exactly what was going to happen next if there was another shoe dropping. So if we ever found ourselves in that position again, how should we handle it?
Just the same way. Look, we had no choice. We had to move quickly. Lots of commentators these days, as we approach the 10th anniversary of 9/11, point to just how much uncertainty the United States and the federal government faced 10 years ago. We didn't know what the enemy's capabilities were. We didn't know where he was. And so 60 days to reach initial operating capability, that's not at all unreasonable given that context. So again, this isn't an exercise in second guessing. They had to get up and running. ODNI was in much the same place. No sooner was John Negroponte sworn in as the first DNI than he was giving the president his daily briefs in the morning. No nice, convenient, leisurely run-up period. So I really think you all have put your finger on it. The important thing now, the important thing beginning a couple of years ago as the mission parts of these organizations stabilized, and again, I'll put stabilized in quotes because there's still a sense of urgency in both the intelligence community and in the Department of Homeland Security. But as it's become relatively stable, to focus on getting the leadership core right, to focus on getting the management systems right, to focus on getting the culture right, to create that overarching sense of common mission that overcomes a lot of the parochialism that exists in both legacy structures, I think that's where the emphasis needs to shift. And by all accounts, that's what's happening. It was certainly the case when I was still in government, as we began to put more and more attention to things like the Civilian Joint Duty Program, the intelligence community, using IT to connect the intelligence agencies, et cetera. And I think that's continuing.